I see you've joined us again for another thrilling episode of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. Please, let me show you to your seats. Comfortable? Excellent. Let's get started. The exciting Emilio Morata is producing this show from May 7th, 1994, exactly 27 years ago to the day. Is this a sign that I've managed to organize the vault not only by year, but by month and date? That would be correct. From here on out, I will produce episodes as close to the date of the original show. Most will be from the same week. Occasionally, like today's podcast, hit the bullseye and match perfectly. So, welcome to the Ordinary Guy Show. There were no guests booked because Norm demanded to talk to the ordinary people who listen. So, in walk myself and Mike Epstein. Some of the ordinary subjects discussed: sports terms, weather terms, odorless dung, and the behavioral modification of chickens. For the first time, I will include a bottom hour newscast from CNN, partly because some of the subject matter eerily repeats itself today. But the major reason is we also get a local news update from one of the sweetest men on the planet, Darryl Gould. It was so great to hear his voice again, I had to make sure it was part of this. I do believe it was Darryl who gave the dumb birthday game its name, long before we played with listeners and WBZ had a live, local, overnight newscaster at the top of the hour. Norm would quiz Darryl on some of the celebrity birthdays. Darryl said something about it being the dumbest game, and the rest is history. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We also get the pleasure of a full-on Traffic on the Threes report from Jack Hart. Our callers today: the ordinary Fred in Medford, the wonderful Helene from Belmont, Marge from Indiana, who has an excellent motto, Dave from Newton with questions about Woody Herman, Harriet in Quincy with an extraordinary story to tell. Our sponsors: new Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream, the topical Tropical News Quiz promo, voiced by Michael Coleman, Brooks Pharmacy with a sale and a Mother's Day sweepstakes, a promo for Auto Works with John Lawler, which aired on Saturdays at 1 p.m., and Sears Siding, voiced by WBZ's Bill Lawrence. And how about some news about an Alaskan legislature reporter, Kate Ripley?
Believe it or not.
Norm teases a bunch of fantastic guests coming over the weekend, including a husband and wife team who write a quarterly newsletter called The Secret Exchange. The example story given is of a woman who forgot to wear underwear while on a glass-bottom boat. There were a few happy scuba divers waving up at her. Let's dive into this one.
Weather meteorologist Mark Strepik, we're going to have a partly cloudy and chilly night tonight, the low temperature 46 degrees. We're going to have a storm slowly moving into New England as we head through the day Saturday, but we'll only have some high clouds around. Sunshine in the morning will be followed by high clouds. It will be warmer, the high 66. The clouds will thicken Saturday night, and we'll have some rain arriving, the low 48 degrees. On Sunday, cloudy and cool with some rain, the high between 54 and 58. Then Monday's a partly sunny and windy day as the storm moves away, the high temperature 66. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Mark Strepik.
Mark Strepik, eh? I don't know why I said it that way. Because, you know why I think I said it that way? Because I happen to be a jerk. Anyway, the temperature's 45 degrees, kids.
For news all day and talk all night, stay with WBZ Radio. Now, here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Norm Nathan, he's the talk of the town. Lift you up when you're down, Norm Nathan. On WBZ in Boston.
Hello, I am. Here's Norm. That is I. Okay, we'll take some calls in a bit. No guests tonight, so I'm counting on you because I want to talk to you so desperately. I said, I don't care who you bring on. You can bring on Sophia Loren, anybody. I will not talk to them because I want to talk to people calling in. The ordinary, the simple folk. People like me. Anyway, our phone number is 254-1030. Area code is 617, and hope we can get together and just chat about something. I don't care what. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me, a couple of things here. I'm just looking through some of the material we have to talk about through the night. Look at this stuff. Tons of really first-class material. It's going to be a great show. Okay, the lottery numbers, Massachusetts Daily Lottery, 7675. Mass Millions, 3, 13, 39, 43, 45, and 48, with a bonus number of 10. No jackpot winners. Jackpot was a little over $5.5 million, which means next time Mass Millions is played, the jackpot will be up to 70 trillion, the zillion, the zillion, the million, the dollars, or thereabouts. Tri-State the Daily, 642 and 4309. The New Hampshire Cash Lotto, 10, 12, 21, 31, 35, and 36. The Vermont Lotto, 12, 14, 16, 23, 25, and 27. Rhode Island Daily Lottery was 9871. And the lottery numbers just keep on coming. Connecticut Daily, 053 and 0393. And the Connecticut State Lottery's Lotto, 6, 9, 16, 17, 23, and 32. No first prize winning tickets sold for that drawing. One first prize ticket in Tuesday's drawing, as a result, will be about worth about $2 million. Thank you. Okay, a couple of sporting things here. The Yankees beat the Red Sox 3-1. Jimmy Key got the rave reviews. He pitched a four-hitter for his first complete game of the season as the Yankees beat the Sox 3-1 out at Yankee Stadium, and thus brought to an end the Red Sox seven-game winning streak. Did I hear a boo? Did I hear that, or was that... Yay, was that my imagination playing tricks with me? It was my imagination. Okay, Key is now 5-1. He struck out 2 and walked none in his first complete game since last August 5th against Toronto. He allowed one runner each in the third, fourth, and fifth innings, but all three were erased on double plays. He's now 11-5 against the Red Sox. That's more than you really care to know about, any of that stuff. He pitched probably the best game since a Norm Nathan, then known as Normie Nathan, pitched back in 1939 in Everett for the Vine Street Hawks. Oh, he was wearing his knickers that day, and he looked just so smart. What are you guys sitting there? You waiting for something to happen? Nothing's going
to
happen.
Well, you had said that you wanted to talk to some ordinary folks.
Oh, I see. That brought you into it.
And who's more ordinary than Tony Nesbitt and Mike Epstein? Hi, Norm.
Hi, guys.
Ordinary is my middle name.
Okay, I just have one other sports news that I think people will really be excited about. And then we'll have an ordinary talk with you ordinary guys, and I'm an ordinary talk person. I mean, nothing fancy about me. I never went to an Ivy League school, okay?
Sounds very
okay.
Ordinary to me.
Never went to a social prep school, nothing. Chelsea High School all the way, okay? Middleton, Massachusetts right now. Okay, so I'm ordinary too. We'll have an ordinary. People can identify with us.
You're one of us, Norm.
I'm one of you, you're one of us, and right. People listening are one of us. Anyway, Lennox Lewis. Nobody goes around with a name like that, do they? He retained his WBC heavyweight title with an eighth-round technical knockout of unheralded challenger Phil Jackson. What does that mean, unheralded challenger?
No one ever heard of him before. That's what it means.
Oh, is that what it's...
Or he never got printed in the Herald, one of the two.
Oh, he never got printed in the Herald. That might be. He never got printed in the Herald because nobody ever heard of him. Could be both. You could both be right. Thank you very much. Anyway, he knocked them down. They did this. They knocked and hit him. And...
That's very ordinary play-by-play.
Okay, let's see. I think that's about... The size of, though, there was one other thing. I have to tell you, this is kind of funny. There was a guy who lived in our town, Jimmy Stewart, who I really liked. Same name as the actor, but not the actor. Jim Stewart was what is known as an activist in political circles. In fact, my late wife, Norma, used to parade around in front of the public library when they were protesting something. He was about 6 weeks old at the time, and they were carrying signs on the public library, you know, I forget what they were protesting. Anyway, right now, hold on a minute. Let me see if I can find that. It has to do with manure. And obviously, somebody from the city wrote this because they make fun of cow manure, which is actually very good fertilizer. Excellent mm-hmm. stuff. Those of us who live out country like it. No, not cow chips.
Well, cow chips.
Well, cow chips manure, would right? be good. That's yeah. manure, too. Yeah, that's manure, too.
Is there a different?
Well, that's hardened manure.
Oh, I see.
And stuff.
We're talking
hardened
about
processed.
We're talking, yeah. probably talking about fresh manure.
Right.
Although the story I have here says it was odorless, therefore it must have been around for a while, because all manure becomes odorless after a while.
Except for, what did you learn last week?
Human manure.
Oh, jeez. No. Llama manure.
What?
Llama manure.
Olama.
Remember?
It's
odorless.
Llama manure is from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Didn't you learn that? Maybe I learned, you know where I learned that from? I just remembered. You ready?
Yeah.
What's Dick Van Dyke's brother's name?
Jerry.
Jerry Van Dyke. He was on Letterman, and he has llamas.
Oh, he has llamas?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
And he mentioned the fact that it's odorless manure.
Son of a guy, I didn't know that. Did you know that the milk of a yak is pink? I thought I'd throw in something, too, while we were talking along those lines.
Very good.
Nothing wrong with that.
Very ordinary.
Yeah, okay, yeah, very ordinary. Anyway, advocates.
Very ordinary.
advocates are very, very ordinary. Yeah, nothing wrong with being very ordinary. Advocates for the poor dropped 3 baskets of cow manure off at House Ways and Means Chairman, it's Massachusetts House Ways and Means Chairman, Thomas Finneran's State House office, to say they think his proposed welfare cuts stink. But the guy who led it was Jim Stewart, who's my friend, who's from Middleton. Now, he knows that it doesn't stink. He's from the country. It's not as though he lives in Cambridge. Maybe he's forgotten his ways. Anyway, he's for the First Church Shelter in Cambridge, and he's charging that Finneran every year finds new ways to hurt poor people. And so Stewart and 4 cohorts left the, it says, the odorless dung. It sounds like a rock group, doesn't it? Maybe heavy metal. The odorless dung.
Taking the college music world by storm. Odorless
That's
dung.
Odorless dung. The 7th platinum record in a row. And all of them odorless. Not terribly musical, but odorless. Anyway.
They put out a special scratch and sniff record. Didn't smell.
That's right. Anyway, Stewart and 4 cohorts left the odorless dung with 2 state troopers who were waiting for them outside Finneran's door. And so I guess it was okay. They just dropped it there.
You mean a couple of people were expecting this manure?
Apparently they must have had a clue that they were coming up. The baskets, what baskets? Says the baskets included plastic foam Valentine's Day hearts with Finneran's picture attached, and I guess in the basket was the, let's hear it for the odorless dung. And here they are, folks, making their 4th appearance on the David Letterman show. Anyway, that's the whole thing.
You think there was some kind of symbolism in that where Jimmy Stewart might have known the dung was odorless? Okay. He brought it up to Finneran because he didn't really think that Finneran's cuts were all that bad. He's trying to say, in effect, hey, I'm really on your side. But I just want to make the symbolic gesture so it seems like I'm dumping a load of dung.
Yeah, your cuts really don't stink, if I may coin a phrase.
But I'm bound between a rock and a hard place. My people want me to tell you that they stink. So I have to give you this kind of a symbolic gesture.
Would you hold on just a minute while I put a commercial on, which will probably raise the level of this entire program.
Wait a minute, is it an ordinary commercial or is it Bill Marlowe?
No, it's an itchy one.
Oh.
No, we'll have
maybe it's an ordinary itch.
This is a real severe itch. Listen to this now, kids.
You need immediate itch relief.
Get into bed and I'm laying there and I can't go to sleep right away. It's when it really gets worse. And it gets to itching me. And I just can't stand it sometimes.
When you need effective, immediate itch relief, you need new Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream, like Eleanor Wallace of Xenia, Ohio.
I put the Gold Bond cream on and the itching almost immediately stops. It's really good. It gives me a feeling of soothing. It's a cool feeling.
New Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream has a unique dual-action medicated formula that contains what no other leading anti-itch cream has. Two proven pain relievers that stop the itch and stop the pain on contact.
I would not buy anything else but Gold Bond Cream. It really works well and takes the itching out. And it gives me great relief. And I do go to sleep and have a good night's sleep.
Get effective, immediate itch relief with new Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream. Now at drugstores and supermarkets. From the makers of Gold Bond Powder. Use only as directed.
Glad winter's gone.
Well, listen, it worked to WBZ and you could land a trip to...
Aruba,
an island all your own. Just call WBZ from work when we tell you. Answer the three tropical news quiz questions and the trip is yours.
We wanna groove
with BZ.
Down in Aruba, BZ's hot, hot, hot.
Enjoy your stay at the Aruba DB Beach Resort. Everything the Caribbean should be. Courtesy of Transnational Travel, the vacation specialist. Aruba is yours. Listen at work, win at work. With the tropical news quiz from WBZ.
Aruba!
WBZ News Radio 1030.
WBZ News Radio 1030. You notice the way he said that? That was really nice. As opposed to what? As opposed to a news television? Okay. Hold on a minute while I plug you guys in, because we're having an ordinary conversation with ordinary people.
All ordinary, all the time.
And one is Mike Epstein. I didn't identify either one of you. I assumed everybody knew you and recognized you. Mike Epstein is a
fairly ordinary name.
I'm over here on the ordinary left.
And Tony Nesbitt.
Right.
Yeah, nothing more ordinary than Tony
Not
Nesbitt.
At all.
Not only as a name, but as an individual. Terribly ordinary. Oh.
Borderline boring when you come down to it.
It is kind of a dull name. Hold on just a minute. Let me see the weather. Here's the weather.
Yeah, what is the weather for today, actually?
Well, overnight tonight, thunderstorms in the area could have strong gusty winds and small hail. Do you ever notice whenever they talk about hail, it's always compared with something else?
Why do people complain about this? I mean, I think it's legitimate to call it baseball size or golf ball
size.
Well,
can hail have its own size? What about raindrops the size of hail? Something could be the size of hail. Why do we always have
hail
to say?
Comes in
because,
sizes.
Yeah, that's right. Hail is in different sizes, whereas I've never seen a big, huge raindrop this big, but I've seen hail that's been various sizes.
This is an ordinary conversation, isn't
it? It is.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen pea-sized hail. I mean, that's legitimate.
Pea-sized hail?
Sure.
I guess so, in golf-sized hail, some hail comes the size of watermelon.
Why does hail have to, well, because it does come in different sizes.
I've never
been to a hail shop and, you know, requested, pardon me, do you have, sorry, the watermelon-sized hail is out. Well, we're expecting a shipment later on this afternoon.
I think we ought to call up Bruce Schweiger over on the TV side and see if he can help us with this.
He could do 5 hours on that. Anyway,
on hail.
Just on hail alone, that's right. Anyway, the lows overnight, 46. I guess the storms have moved out of the area generally along with the hail, so I don't know why I brought that up.
Yeah.
On Saturday, sunshine followed by high cloudiness, as opposed to...
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. but warmer anyway. Temperatures will be about 66. Saturday night, thickening clouds with rain arriving.
I love the way you say thickening.
Thickening. Thickening.
Some people say, it's thickening.
No, I say thickening. And the highs, the lows overnight will be about 48. Then on Mother's Day, and this is the important part.
Yeah.
Mother's Day will be cloudy and cool with some rain.
Oh, come
That's
on.
Not a good day for mothers, no. Most mothers don't like that kind of weather.
No.
Highs will be 54 to 58. And then on Monday, partly sunny, windy, with high temperatures about 66 degrees. Okay. 254-1030, area code... is 617, the area code of Boston. We have a call from Fred in Medford. Should I take it?
Why not? Let's take some calls here on the big show.
Okay. Fred, you're on the big show. Can you talk ordinary? Oh, you always do, anyway.
Oh, yeah. And while I'm at it, can I say hello to...
Oh, you with your damn recordings. Boy, you drive me crazy. This guy sits there at home and tapes everything we do, and then it plays. And that's not bad enough, but he has to play it back to us.
I haven't heard that for a while. Thank you so much, Fred.
Well, you're welcome.
If you have anything to say that's... Don't say anything too dramatic. Just say something very ordinary, because it's
very
the kind of program we're doing.
It's almost an in thing here that I have to bring up, because I got an electronic mail from one of your old friends the other day.
You got an electronic mail from one of what?
One of your old friends.
My old friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's that?
You had a producer back in the late 80s on WBZ called Anne Marie Morton.
Anne Marie Morton, yes, I do. Right? Yes, she was. She's out in San Francisco.
She is in San Francisco. She's married now.
She's married? She's yep. She's not in San Francisco anymore?
She is in San Francisco, yeah.
Oh, she is in San Francisco.
I think she's on the air, actually.
What are you... Did you take up correspondence with our producers here?
No.
Well, how do you happen to hear from Anne Marie Morton?
There's a bulletin board on the internet that has to do with radio broadcasting, and I read it a lot, and sometimes I post articles to it. And actually, I got responses from some other WBZ personalities,
Scott
too.
Scott Flybush.
Yeah. Scott Flybush and Sid Whitaker. Yeah.
And Sid Whitaker.
Yep. I love him.
They're just being polite. You know that, don't you, Fred?
Yeah. No, they're good people. They're ordinary, though. They're ordinary people. They fit the format of this program. What can I do for you, Fred? Is that the whole thing?
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Do the chickens ever lay an egg?
Yeah, you know what they're doing now? This really aggravates me. These chickens are laying eggs, and then they're pecking away at them. So by the time I get to the coop, the eggs are 9,000 different pieces. And the hens are smacking their lips, you know, like they've eaten them all. They're eating
why are they doing that?
Well, I don't know. The way to correct that is you buy this grit stuff, which is the ground up kind of pebbly stuff, and you feed it to the chickens along with the feed, the layer pellets, and this makes the eggshell harder, so they can't break through it quite so easily. I haven't fed them to them this year because they're only
nasty.
Oh, stop! Will you stop that, Fred? Did he hang up?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's good. I was going to hang up on him, but I didn't want to be rude.
Not now. It's much too early in the evening to be rude.
Right, no,
it was about an hour.
By about 3 o'clock in the morning, I begin hanging up on everybody.
Following through on this chicken thing, though, wouldn't it be easier instead of putting stuff into the feed and mixing it all and getting the right measurements, wouldn't it be easier just to paint a rock like an egg, and then the next time the hens or the chickens try and peck away at that rock, they're going to get a real surprise?
Are they that smart? Could they learn something like that?
Well, how do you do that with an egg they haven't laid yet? How do I do that?
Well, once they lay the egg, you quickly take that egg away, substitute a rock.
I suppose, but if I took the egg right away, I wouldn't need a substitute. A rock, would I? I'd have the... No,
we're talking behavior.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
Behavior modification.
That's right. Like with your own children.
Almost, sure.
Teach them behavior. Teach your animals that same behavior. Yeah. That's excellent.
I suppose
that's
you could slap
them
across
idea,
the beak every once in
although
a while.
Although it may
too.
Be a
bad chicken.
Extreme.
Bad chicken.
Yeah, bad chicken. Yeah. Bad head. Okay. Let me talk to Helene. Maybe she'll bring some semblance of dignity and civility to this conversation.
I want to be ordinary. As a matter of fact, I've been laughing my head off. I love it. It reminds me of two of your other shows I liked. One of them I wanted to ask you because I was watching a baseball game at the same time. But someone stopped by from the Bruins game, and you seem to have lost control of the show completely.
Yeah. I think that was Tom Cuddy, wasn't it? Tom Cuddy dropped by, the other day. That's right.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
And who is it you're supposed to be the exact image of?
He wants me to be like Bob Raleigh, as a matter of fact, is what he was saying. He said, try to be like the great man. That's what he was saying.
I see.
I've never come out and really said that before on the air, but what the heck? I've insulted David Brudnoy enough. I think it's a time that I really damn the entire staff here. And furthermore, if you're going to talk about Gil Santos, no, I like Gil a lot. Anyway.
Well, there was another night, the last music quiz, and I'm a little hurt because I missed, even though I already have two certificates, I missed it. And I'm still brooding about... What in hell did Helen Hayes get a Grammy for?
I don't know. The question was whether three or four actresses who got Grammys.
Who got all four?
Tony's.
And I came up with Liza Minnelli and then went blank due to my extreme old
Barbara Streisand was the other one, right?
And Barbara Streisand. Yeah. There were four of them, and you said Helen Hayes.
Oh, yeah. The other one was the Latin, that lovely, pretty Latin lady who was
Gloria
in...
Gloria Estefan? No.
She was in West Side Story.
Cheetah Rivera.
Rita Moreno. I always get them mixed up.
Yes, in Forbidden Broadway. That's right.
It is in Forbidden Broadway. I know I heard the song in some about people who get them mixed up. That's a good question, and I don't know.
You said Helen Hayes was one, and I could think of forgetting the other three. But the idea for getting a grant, you see, I watch the Oscars and I love the Tonys, but I do not watch the Emmys and have never watched the Grammys. And
maybe she won
it that way.
She may have won for like a narration on it. It could have been a children's album. It could have been something like that.
But that was
might
a
be
funny show.
Mrs.
You were losing
song.
Control there too.
I'm losing control right now, as a matter of fact.
I know. I'm enjoying it.
You like when I lose control, don't you? You have no feeling. No understanding of my feelings. Look at that. He's losing control. What a funny show. I hope he never gets it back again. Sure, you don't care about my frustration. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, sure.
But I loved them. I really did. They were terribly funny, and I've been meaning to call and tell you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Because we have Mike Epstein and Tony Nesbitt. Well, when you have two, it's bad enough to have one producer on with you. But when two are on at the same time, you do, everything does fall apart. Everything goes right down the toilet. You might as well forget about anything.
Well, at least I'm one of your callers who is not a nature lover, so I'm not going to ask about peepers or eggs.
Okay, I was going to tell you about my dogs, and they got their rabies shot the other day and got haircuts. You don't care about that at all, though, do you?
Well, actually, I do like dogs and cats.
Okay.
But I once told you that Belmont is as rural as I ever hoped to get.
I was hoping to lure you over to my house, baby. But obviously, and that's in the country.
I know. I'm wondering how tempted I could be.
Let me put it to you this way. Come on and enjoy looking at my horse with me. What do you say, baby?
Oh, no one ever said that to me before.
Yeah, I've never mind this etchings business and come look at my paintings. Never mind that.
Well, I did once acquire a certain amount of fame in my neighborhood a few years ago when a friend stopped in to see me with a horse trailer on his car.
Oh, how romantic.
I know. Well, no one on my street ever had that happen before. No, after living in California, where I was a flood victim in a canyon, I find the idea of people on both sides of me and behind me very comforting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not that remote, you know, and, maybe I am.
You're trying to lure me again.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I really am.
Come up and see the paddock.
Yeah, come up and see the, we have... big stacks of horse manure there also, which is really,
God,
really good.
How could I resist that?
And you look inside the chicken coop and you will see dried up chicken manure. You know, it's kind of funny. This line never worked with any woman before either, and apparently it's not doing anything right now.
No, you'd better get a new one.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do right this minute to lure you on? We're going to have news coming up in about a half a minute.
Yes.
And I'm going to dedicate the entire newscast, including Daryl Gould's insert, the part of the newscast. I'm going to dedicate it to you.
Oh, that
will that win me points?
Oh, so many. You can't imagine.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, take care, Elaine.
Good night.
Bye-bye. She's a very dear lady. And here it comes. Here, this is for you, Elaine.
You're listening to the 50,000-watt clear channel voice of news radio, WBC Boston. News Radio 1030, your first choice, all day, every day.
A small pill is creating a great deal of concern on Capitol Hill. Two Persian Gulf War veterans told a Senate panel Friday they were ordered to take pills to protect them from Iraqi nerve gas. They say that medicine has made them chronically ill. Michelle Marcus with Emory University is skeptical.
We found that there was very little reason to think that the vaccines could be related to any illnesses. And there was very little reason to think that the pyridostigmine could be related to subsequent illnesses.
The Defense Department denies the pills were unsafe. President Clinton now facing a sexual harassment civil lawsuit. Paula Jones claims then-Governor Clinton made unwanted sexual advances. The president's lawyer says it's nonsense, as does Little Rock businessman George Cook. He says Jones' lawyer came to him.
He wanted money, or he wanted jobs for her and her husband in California.
President Clinton's lawyer says the lawsuit is about money and politics. From the CNN News Center, I'm Andy Jordan. In Rwanda, rebels say they've captured half the country and that they'll continue fighting until they control the capital. Gunfire between rebels and government troops has intensified in the past few days, despite reports of a possible ceasefire. Both sides in the growing civil war in Yemen launched more attacks Friday. Northern and southern troops fought just outside the key southern port of Aden. In the United States, sales of assault weapons are booming. This after the House of Representatives approved a ban on 19 types of semi-automatic firearms Thursday. People are rushing to buy before the ban is reconciled with the Senate version and becomes law. Just when the spotlight had faded, John Wayne Bobbitt is back under public scrutiny. He's fighting off battery charges lodged by his fiancée. No formal charges have been filed yet. This is CNN Radio News.
I'm Darryl Gould, WBZ News. State banking officials yesterday seized and closed the commercial bank and trust of Lowell, saying it had inadequate capital, poor loan underwriting standards, and significant operating losses. The deposits and branch offices were taken over by Medford Savings Bank. Some assets were purchased by the Stoneham Savings Bank. Officials say those branch offices of Commercial, which had regular Saturday office hours, will open as usual today. This is the day that Richard Barrett, head of the Nationalist Movement out of Mississippi, says he's going to hold a parade and stage a rally in South Boston. The city has refused to grant him a parade permit and says he'll be arrested if he tries to hold his parade, but Barrett says he'll go ahead with it anyway. Catherine Flynn, wife of U.S. Ambassador to the Vatican and former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn, says she's returning home to help their oldest son, Raymond Jr., recover from a case of depression he's been suffering. Raymond Jr. has been under treatment for depression at McLean Hospital in Belmont since February. Last October, he required treatment for alcoholism. Speaking in the Catholic Archdiocesan newspaper The Pilot, Mrs. Flynn says her husband will stay at his Vatican post at least through this fall. Time to check traffic on the threes. Here's WBZ's Jack Hart.
Thank you, Darryl. Still dealing with a couple of accidents at this point. We've got an accident, Route 3 northbound by Route 129. That should be clearing out of the way before too terribly long. Also an accident, Route 1 northbound just by Carter Street in Chelsea. That's a rollover situation and some injury involved. We'll keep you updated as to that situation. Traveling westbound on the Mass Pike from the Alston-Brighton toll area on westward, we do have some work crews to watch out for. They'll be there throughout the overnight. Sumner and Callahan Tunnel wide open this overnight. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Okay, I got a lot to tell you, so there'll be no fooling around on this radio commercial. In and out, just the facts, ma'am. Here we go. First of all, there's a sale going on now at Brooks Pharmacy. It's a May sale. May we help you save money? You certainly may. You get a 2-bar pack of Dove soap for a mere $1.66 and Legg's Classics pantyhose for only 99 cents with the instant dollar off coupon. You can also save on Whitman samplers, Energizer batteries, and hundreds of other things. Nice sale. Next of all, Brooks is having a sweepstakes, a Mother's Day vacation getaway giveaway. First prize is a trip for two to Canyon Ranch Spa in Arizona. 4 nights and 5 days. Yeehaw! Ride 'em, cowboy, mom. Second prize is a weekend for two in the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps, home of Lady Liberty, birthplace of the Broadway show. Which brings me to what you'll be doing. Going to a Broadway show and to a fabulous dinner, darling. Then you'll get a gorgeous place to stay. Recap, big sale, big savings, big sweepstakes. I'm out of here.
Brooks Pharmacy, you'll like what we do for you.
Oh, we get extra time. Did I mention the big sale, big savings, big sweepstakes?
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Mark Strepek. We've got high pressure slowly building in across New England as we speak overnight. We'll have a partly cloudy and chilly night, the low 46 degrees. On Saturday, we'll have sunshine to start the day. High cloudiness will drift in ahead of a storm system. It will be warmer with a high of 66 degrees. The clouds will thicken Saturday night and rain will arrive, the low 48 degrees. On Sunday, an overcast and cool day with some rain, the high between 54 and 58. And Monday, partly sunny and windy with a high of 66. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Mark Strepek.
Temperature is now 45 degrees.
AutoWorks.
Hi, I'm John Lawler, and welcome to AutoWorks.
Beep, 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 yeah.
We talk to the movers and shakers in the auto industry.
Alexander Trotman, the chairman
of Ford Motor
Company. John Rock,
vice president of General Motors.
Auto Works.
We know about the new cars before they come out because we drive
them. The new Ford Mustang.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
We'll discuss the past, present, and the future of the automotive industry.
Auto Works.
If it moves, we'll talk about it on Auto Works.
This Saturday at 1 on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, we're back here at the WBZ, Norm Nathan, along with Tony Nesbitt, along with Emilio Murata, along with the very lovely Marilyn Gorelick, along with Jessica Forspice, and several other people, of course, who are with us, including all the kids who are in the teen canteen, including Marietta Wickelhoff and the rest of you. We appreciate you being here. And our phone number is 254 1030, area code 617. And what we're doing now is just talking ordinary. Yes. Normally, I talk very intellectually, but I thought today we'd be ordinary. Did we just do an ordinary program?
Yeah.
Maybe warm up so that the Saturday night will really get going.
We won't mention anything about your degree from Japan and your schooling in India. Nothing like that.
No, nothing where I taught at the University of Bombay. Oh. I don't want that included in the whole thing. I want to be ordinary. And boy, it is tough. You know what I mean? When you soar the heights, to just bring yourself down to ordinary.
Ever since I saw you tonight, there was an ordinary air about you. Nothing spectacular, nothing great. Like you usually, the fanfare as you walk in the door, the trumpets blare, the whole thing. Tonight, very ordinary.
Very ordinary.
In fact, you slipped in unnoticed tonight.
I know it. Yeah. People don't expect me to be ordinary.
Yeah.
I want to talk with Marge out in Indiana.
Hello, Normal.
Oh, jeez, boy, that nearly blew my earphones.
Oh, sorry about
right
that.
Off my. Oh, my. I've got a headache, Marge.
Uh-oh.
But it's an ordinary headache, though, however.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it's not an Anderson headache or anything like that.
No.
Nah. Just a little one.
An ordinary one.
Just an ordinary one.
Yeah. What can I do for you, Marge?
Well, I wanted to say hi, first of all. I was thinking about playing the game, although I understand I need to wait 6 weeks. But I'm looking forward to doing it with a full complement of folks like Tony and Jack Hart and everybody.
Yes, I believe they will. I hope they will all be on hand.
Well, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. It'll be an ordinary, though. It'll be kind of an ordinary dumb birthday game tonight, because everything tonight is going to be really ordinary.
Oh, well, that's okay. Also, just out of curiosity, since you acknowledge her all the time, who is Marilyn Gorelick?
Marilyn Gorelick is a wonderful person. I can't really describe her much more than that. She is certainly not ordinary. She's something special and extremely beautiful. She sort of looks somewhere like a cross between the lovely Sophia Loren and maybe Cesar Romero.
Okay. Now, is she a daytime producer or something like that?
I can't disclose anything beyond that.
No, she's a nighttime producer, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah. Nighttime producer is correct. That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that, because...
She won't mind. She's not here tonight because she's very unordinary.
Oh,
well, extraordinary, actually.
Extraordinary.
So that's why she's not here tonight.
And also, I wanted to second your opinion that Helene is super. I always get a big...
She's a very nice lady. She has a great sense of humor, and she's lovely. I may propose marriage next time she calls, which would be the ordinary thing to do. No, I have not met her. I've never met her. No, not at all. But I have this picture of her. I feel that she's probably about 5'9", extremely well-built and gorgeous, and has kind of a devilish kind of attitude and a freewheeling attitude toward life in general.
That's right.
But she has a very ordinary side to her.
But ordinary. Oh. She has an ordinary side, which appeals to me, of course, yes.
Definitely.
She's a mensch. A mensch
is very good. Yeah, mensch is, yeah. Can you define that?
A mensch is just a regular, sexist language would be a regular guy, just a down-to-earth.
Well, mensch is more masculine. It means a gentleman, a decent person. A decent person could be either side. Yes.
I mean, I don't see why you couldn't apply it to both sexes.
Yes, you could. You could. A woman could be a mensch also. It just means a decent person. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I want to leave you with my motto too, which is speak seriously but carry a big shtick.
That's very good, Marge. I will embroider that and my doily.
Okay.
Take care, dear.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's a mensch, too. She's okay. Here's Dave, who's from Newton. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Norv.
Hello.
I have enjoyed you on the radio since, I would say the early 60s.
You haven't heard me since the early 60s?
No, I said I have enjoyed you.
Oh, I have enjoyed me since then.
Since the early 60s.
Oh, thank you. What a strange person you are.
Oh, everybody says that, yeah. Yeah, when you used to play a lot of great music.
Well, yeah, that's the kind of music I still love. That's That was the jazz show Sounds in the Night. I hope you're referring to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Norm, I have, since I was a kid, I have really enjoyed Woody Herman, and his records are becoming very hard to find.
Really?
I was wondering. Also, I gather that there are one or two guys in Massachusetts who used to play in this band in the various herds.
Yes.
One of them, I think, was Serge Chaloff.
Yeah, well, yeah, Serge, in fact, in the song The Four Brothers, Woody Herman's great four brothers, Serge Chaloff, who played baritone saxophone, he was one of the four brothers.
Yeah.
One who is still living, is Phil Wilson, who teaches over at Berkeley. He played with Woody Herman's band. There is a new club out, a Woody Herman fan club.
Oh, no kidding.
If you're interested in that, maybe you could send me a note. I don't have the information with me here at the station.
Sure.
Otherwise, I'd tell you the address to write to. But there's a very nice man and a very sharp guy who lives in Winthrop who sort of put all of this together, and they have a newsletter and everything else. If you think of it, if you could just send me a note, Dave, write it to me, Norm Nathan, WBZ Radio,
right.
Boston 02134,
right.
And say, send me that Woody Herman stuff that we talked about the other night, and I'll either send you a copy of the publication, or I'll give you the address of where you can write to become part of that.
Okay.
But they keep up, because there is, the Woody Herman Band is still in existence. It's obviously not conducted by Woody Herman, but
right.
But it still is going.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'll be happy to tell you all I know about. Well,
thank you very much, Norm. Listen, if some night you're ever doing music again, I'd love to hear somebody, like, for instance, the gentleman who's still surviving, who, was in the band. Talk about a little about the band, because Herman was one of the very few, if I'm not mistaken, big bands who never broke up, even during the period of time when rock came in and just made big bands almost uneconomical. They couldn't survive, and yet Herman just had one herd after another, and he used to. I don't know how he got his bands to play the way they did. But remember going to Mosley's in the Charles one time a few years ago and hearing one of his newest herds. And at that point, he was no young man.
No, and, as a matter of fact, one of his great attributes was the fact that he hired young people, not only as musicians in the band itself, but as composers, as arrangers, always had young people. And so the band always was never, it never has been a nostalgic band. It was always very much up to the moment with new arrangements and new everything because of that. He was very good that way. And I think half his band came out of Berklee College at any one time. That was true of Buddy Rich also. And to some extent, I think Stan Kenton used a lot of local players. We've had some good ones through the years. But Woody Herman particularly would hire very young arrangers year after year after year. He would, and so his band always sounded very, very fresh and was always exciting.
Right. Yes, it certainly was. Well, Norm, thank you very much, and I'll drop a line and get some more information about it.
I'll be happy to send it to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is your home looking a bit under the weather? Did winter's cold and snow take their toll on your home's exterior? The solution isn't more paint. It's weather-resistant vinyl siding from Sears. Call Sears Siding now at 1-800-628-0200 for your free in-home consultation and estimate. There's no obligation. Sears Pure Vinyl Siding protects your home and keeps it looking great for years. Its exclusive wood grain texture is guaranteed against flaking or peeling for as long as you own your home.
You won't find a paint with that guarantee. And Sears Siding is sold, furnished, and installed by American Remodeling Incorporated, a Sears authorized contractor. License numbers furnished on request. So if your home is looking under the weather, call Sears Siding now at 1-800-628-0200. Get a free in-home consultation and estimate with no obligation. Not available in all areas. So call Sears Siding now, 1-800-628-0200. That's 1-800-628-0200.
Okay, the time is coming up to about 14 minutes before 1 o'clock. The temperature is 45 degrees here in Boston, and our phone number, and I'd love to talk with you, we'll be around till 5 o'clock in the morning, is 254-1030, and our area code is the very lovely and exciting 617. We have some interesting guests coming up for this weekend, as a matter of fact. Hold on a minute. Tony is lining them all out. I could just ask you who they are, but... Oh, here they are. Here's the list that you have compiled so that I may be better informed as to who we have. 11 o'clock Saturday night, we come on an hour early, 11 o'clock, we have Darna DeFour. That sounds like an exotic dancer. Here she is, Darna DeFour, ladies and gentlemen.
And why do they call it Darna DeFour? Because she's four, you know, one of those deals. Yeah, you're right.
She's an anthropologist, as a matter of fact. Yes. Which whatever you were going to say doesn't fit that. An anthropologist at the University of Colorado. And around the world, a lot of people have dietary habits that we do not have. For example, they eat bugs.
Yes.
On a regular basis? Yeah, it used to be at S.S. Pierce. You could get chocolate-coated ants and all that kind of stuff.
I think bees, too, right?
A lot of people say they're very high in proteins, low in calories.
Saturated fat and low cholesterol.
Yeah, actually, that's true. And... So she has sampled bug cuisines from around the world. She says that ants, caterpillars, and termites, among others, to quote you, Tony, are just so darn tasty, yeah. Especially when they're sautéed in garlic and butter. No sense in sautéing insect stuff in butter. And if you're going to raise
that's not my quote. That part was what she said.
Oh, she said that.
Yeah,
okay.
Garlic and butter. Just take the garlic, and that's fine, probably.
Okay, she's going to be on with us at 11, then at 11:30.
You have to eat a lot, though. I mean, termites, they're pretty tiny. You'd have to have a giant dish.
Oh, yeah, that's all. They may come in different sizes, too. I like large termites. Maybe the smaller ones are
like
more
golf ball-sized termites?
Might be like that, hail size. Yeah, that's true.
Hail-sized termites.
And then at 11:35, we have a husband and wife team who publish a newspaper, a quarterly newsletter called Seek the Secret Exchange.
You have it right there.
Yeah, which has a... Do I have a copy of that, too?
You can read a few.
Okay. The idea is that they have a lot of little items, like from the tabloids, such as the woman who forgot to wear underwear while on a glass-bottom boat.
Ow.
And says, needless to say, there were a few happy scuba divers that were waving up at her. Oh, it's going to be that kind of a program.
Yes.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Anyway, no, I have some other stuff here, but we'll hold that until Saturday night. And then, hey, you think that's a lot. Then at 12:05, which will be Mother's Day at that point, we have the authors of a couple of books. One is called Dear Mom. The other one's called Dear Dad. Thank You for Being Mine, Collection of Ways to Express Your Feelings for Mom and for Dad. And that kind of stuff. So they'll be with us. Sunday night, one of my favorite all-time performers, Pete Seeger, who really is an American folk music legend and certainly a social activist who was on communist lists, I guess, back at one point.
Yeah, blacklist.
Yeah, which was a terrible period. But he weathered that, and he was with a group called... What was that vocal group called? They did that Santa, and they did Good Night, Irene. Good night.
Good night.
What is the name of that group? That's funny. I can't think of it. There were three or four. It was a quartet, I think. I think there were four of them on that. Anyway, he's written a book called Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and we'll be talking about that and about his life in general. Yeah. I'm really very excited. He had a very distinct style when he sang. Very, very special. The Weavers, that's what it was called. The Weavers was the group that they sang with, very popular in the 50s, I think, back to the 50s. Okay, and so those are some of the people that we'll be talking
about. Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Sounds like it sounds like a great weekend, and I just hope we can cram all of that into just one weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of people could use that for an entire year's programming. Yeah. We're cramming it into one weekend.
I know. You're that kind of guy. You're the guy to do it.
Yeah, Amelia was telling me on the earphone, somebody just called and said the name of the group is The Weavers. That's correct, Amelia. I just mentioned that on the air. But I know you left and went up to the 52nd floor to the WBZ coffee shop, and we're not around to hear that. No, it was The Weavers. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. They're probably punching up the phone number while I was giving information. So
was it Seeger's Weavers, or was he part of The Weavers?
The group was called The Weavers. He was part of it.
So it wasn't Seeger's Weavers or Pete Seeger and The Weavers. It was just The Weavers.
Just plain Weavers.
Was it The Weavers or just Weavers?
No.
You know some bands
it wasn't
today,
until you rock guys came along that we eliminated the word the.
And it just became... Yeah,
no, it was The Weavers.
Okay.
The Ink Spots.
Yeah.
The Andrew Sisters. We didn't say like...
I can't... I know. No, I
said... Inflamed Tonsils.
Yeah.
Without the.
Yep.
No, that's... You guys brought that along. And how I curse you for that.
Yeah. Well, it's a little kind of cutting edge for us, you know.
Anyway, it's 9 minutes before 1 o'clock. Okay, we have lots of open lines. I can't understand that.
I could probably explain it to you.
254-1030, our area code 617. When do the Bruins play again?
Tomorrow night, 7:30.
Saturday night?
Yep. Tonight, I'm sorry, that's right.
It's coming night, Saturday
today
night.
Today now, yes.
Okay,
tonight.
And the game is where?
At the Boston Garden.
Another game at the Boston Garden against the Devils. New Jersey Devils. I hope things work out. I felt badly about... Frank Viola with his arm. That must be so frustrating. A great pitcher. You know, you're throwing and it's gone.
But to see it, it makes you kind of twinge and grab your own elbow when you just see the pain he was in and the way the ball just... He just lost it. The muscle just tore.
I know it. I know. That's
And then Valentine's out now, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
With what? He's injured also?
What is that? Knee, hamstring, what?
Right knee.
The MRI, they weren't sure, and I guess it's serious. So.
Oh, my.
Dropping like flies.
Oh, I mean, we're doing so well. I hope they don't all turn sick on us. That's one of my perceptive comments.
You are a doctor, too, so.
Yeah, I am a doctor. Oh, here was something that happened at the Alaskan legislature. I can hear people say.
Just talking about this the other day.
Yeah, tell us what happened at the Alaskan legislature, if you must. I'll just turn over and see what's on some of the other stations, okay? We'll see what they're doing other places. And besides that, there's no place to turn. Eddie Andelman is even on this late at night. Anyway, says sometimes a legislative proposal can make a strong personal impact, just as Kate Ripley. I had to not read this the way it's written because it's even more boring the way it's written. But she is a reporter, Ripley. Kate Ripley is a reporter for the Fairbanks Daily News Miner.
Believe it or not.
She was covering the Alaska House of Representatives on Friday. She was there at the press table. Can you picture this? Kate Ripley, covering for a newspaper, sitting at the press table, taking down notes, seeing what happened so she can write a story on it.
Believe it or not.
When a lawmaker, I guess it must be the guy who reads the agenda, tells them what they're going to be voting on. He read an official legislative citation into the record, and he was on the microphone, mm-hmm. He read it out loud, and it said, be it resolved that the 18th Alaska State Legislature, see, it's a new state, so they haven't had too many.
Only 18, though?
Well, I guess.
Maybe they're around for about 50 years, 40 years, huh?
Yeah, something like
44
that.
44 years?
Maybe their legislature lasts a long time. I don't know.
That's true.
Anyway. Be it resolved that the 18th Alaska State Legislature assist Brian O'Donohue in popping the question. The question being, shall Kate marry Brian? Now, see, O'Donohue, the other person,
yes,
is a TV reporter. He's been dating Ripley for a couple of years. And while this citation was read at the microphone,
mm-hmm.
echoing throughout the entire Alaska legislature,
I'm on the edge of my seat with this.
Well, he was kneeling. O'Donohue, the TV reporter, was kneeling by Kate Ripley's side, the newspaper reporter's side.
Okay.
And he had in his hand,
yes,
a diamond ring.
Oh, I thought it might have been a piece of whale blubber.
No, might have been some Commodore left over from Jimmy Stewart's story. Anyway, far from vetoing the proposal, Ripley said yes, and you can imagine the applause that rang out in the Alaskan legislature.
Believe it or not. For Ripley.
Okay. The minority leader, Fran Ulmer, said the proposal, quote, may be the best thing the legislature's done this year. There's always one guy in the crowd making stupid comments. Anyway, that's that story. I feel like talking to somebody from Quincy. You know, I was down in Quincy the other day, by the way, talking with John Noonan, who does a cable show, Cablevision, down in Quincy. And we did an interview down there.
I don't know when they're going to play the cable access thing?
Yeah, it's the local cable thing. And, we recorded it, filmed it at WJDA Studios down there, which are really lovely studios down there. I saw a couple of people who used to work here down there.
Did you?
Yeah. One of them you know, the little guy who's about 3 feet tall and has this huge voice. Remember he used to do production here? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Think about that while I talk with Harriet. Harriet, hello.
Hi. I have an extraordinary story to tell you.
Oh, I'd love to hear that, yeah.
A few years ago, circus came to town, and when the elephants were coming off the train, they relieved themselves. So my brother-in-law shoveled up a whole barrel full and brought it out for my husband's garden. Well, he took and he dumped it in the corner of the yard, and it rained. And boy, you should have seen the mushrooms.
Oh, really? Came right out of the elephant manure?
Yeah.
Elephant manure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They were the size of a slice of watermelon.
No, it's supposed to be very, very potent, very good stuff. As a matter of fact, when the circus comes to Boston, you know, what do you think they do with all that stuff? They offer it, and it's a lot of people do come with the gunny sacks and all the burlap bags and carry it away, and it is very good fertilizer for your garden.
Yeah, it was. The rain brought out all these mushrooms.
I'm chuckling over it with you.
Yeah, it was funny.
It is funny. Let's laugh about it. Why don't you and I and Tony, we'll all laugh about it together?
I wish I had a giggle like Helena.
No, you can giggle. Let's
all
giggle.
It's a real giggle.
It's a real nice giggle. Yes, it is.
You got to hit us with the punchline again about the... What happened after it rained again?
We had mushrooms. Mushrooms inside the
watermelon. Oh, my. Wow. Oh, my. That felt so good to laugh, you know? I don't know. I've had a kind of a day where there wasn't too much laughing going on.
Yeah.
Oh, there was. That little girl that was found, that was great.
Oh, no, that was good. No, I was thinking about my own personal life.
Oh.
But that was, that was a great story. That
wasn't
was the Feldman,
story?
The Feldman girl. Yeah, she was just lost. They kept, you know, because they wondered whether she'd been kidnapped or anything of that nature.
2 days.
Rationed her lunch and used the flash on her camera to attract the attention of the helicopter.
Right.
Very resourceful.
I know it. Because everybody thought, Jen, here's somebody from Brooklyn. What would they know about getting lost in the woods?
But she did.
She's
a smart little girl.
14 years old, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And well,
but
Harriet.
It's so good to have somebody come out alive.
Yes, it is very good. Harriet, to talk with you again has just. I don't know. It's like an injection of fun stuff.
I know.
It is stimulating. That's the phrase I was trying to think of.
Shall we say that the program will probably mushroom from him?
How about playing the dumb birthday game?
You want to play the dumb birthday game?
Sure.
I'm going to turn you over to Emilio Morata, who's our producer, and he's a tough cookie when it comes to placing people on the dumb birthday game. So I hope you have all the qualifications. Otherwise, he's apt to insult you all over the place. He will ask you a string of probably about 75 questions, some of them sexually oriented. You don't have to answer those.
Oh, okay.
But if you do, it's extra points. Okay, here's Emilio, and he'll see what he can do. Anybody else who wants to play the dumb birthday game might call 254-1030 also, area code 617.
Maybe I'll go in and have an... Emilio asked me those sexual questions also before I leave to see if I qualify for the game.
That sounds just awful. Just one final note as we're coming into the news now in about a minute.
I want to dance before we leave, too, by the way.
Oh,
not with you.
No. I understand. Okay, let's dance now then.
Hey. Yeah.
Look at Marilyn go. She loves songs like this, huh? Marilyn, don't do that.
Well,
Watch me twist her around. You ready? Right now. You see her skirt, the way it flies up like that?
Oh, that was wonderful.
You weren't any underwear, Marilyn.
Will you stop? Look at that, some scuba divers. Just a... Damn it. People who only tune into the show little bits at a time, they don't get the full value of it. Because
the thing is, if they tuned in and listened to all 5 hours, it still wouldn't matter.
You know...
That's what I like about this show.
I think you're right. Hold on, here's the big voice announcer.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now on WBZ. Your only choice for breaking news 24 hours a day. News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Laughing there at the end about the mushrooms? We were just a couple of fun guys. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For John Lawler, Bill Lawrence, Michael Coleman, Emilio Murata, Kate Ripley.
Believe it or not.
Jessica Forspice, Marietta Wickelhoff, the always lovely Marilyn Gorelnick, Glass Bottom Boats, and the wetsuit-clad Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.